Awakened.
Conscious Conversations Podcast to help you grow and discover who you are, to develop a deeper, more complete side of yourself via conscious talks, self-love, meditation, and by interviewing some of the most inspiring guests on the planet.
ShamanicHealings.earth for more information.
Sometimes the best journeys are the ones when we don't know all the steps. In a world where we can become a bit obsessed by our schedules, and don't get me wrong, a schedule is a wonderful thing and it can help us structure our life. But sometimes we also kind of need to throw the rule book away, and this is what I have to offer you on this season. It will be shorter, but still big in content, episodes that will dive deep. So as I take inspiration from the heat that is here, it's kind of a time of year where one doesn't have so much energy or kind of that drive to kind of really push for things. And again, in society where we feel that we should be on the drive all the time, it can be sometimes hard to surrender. So I felt, taking that into account, let's do a special episode on the power of surrender and what that can do for you. First of all, what does surrender mean? When I first said the word surrender, I kind of think of those old movies where there's two sets of soldiers having some sort of battle, and then one of them knows they're not going to win, so they kind of wave the white flag, because it means even though it's not the ideal situation for them, they can at least escape with their lives by surrendering. So of course that is one way of looking at it, but another way is surrender comes from having complete and utter faith. And faith is feeling or believing in something that might not necessarily be of a material plane. Examples being religion, healing modalities, faith that your radio is going to play some music because you can't actually see the radio waves, but you have the faith, maybe because of the experience of that they will reach you and you can play. And I thought to me, what does surrender mean when there's so many things or so many perceived things going wrong in our life? And kind of how can we find a way to have surrender and faith when we kind of been really pushed to the edge of our limits? Or maybe it can be that we've been pushed to the edge of boredom or stuckness. There's all kinds of ways that we can be poked and provoked in our daily life through external situations, internal situations by not being the keeper of our mind. Our mind finds the easiest way around and it kind of magnifies things, and then kind of being kind of set on how we think things should be. Before I started this podcast today, I had the door open because it's quite a warm day, and I thought, let's just have the ambience of the outdoor. But then someone was playing music, and then there was another noise, and then another noise. And I could have thought, oh, well, I just won't do the podcast. And as I speak now, I can hear children playing in the yonder. And I could have kind of got kind of fed up with it, or kind of into the mindset of, oh, gosh, this is so unfortunate. I'll kind of put it off. But then I kind of decided to surrender into the situation and told myself that I sometimes have this belief that everything has to be perfect, or it has to be received and perfect, and if it's not, then it isn't, and then therefore that's a reflection on myself. And that's a really kind of harsh kind of lens to put into my glasses to view my life as it is now. Instead, I thought, let's just go with the flow. everything's happening in perfect alignment. And as I say that, I've got a wonderful kind of wind chime just outside my window, and it kind of like rang, made this beautiful noise. And I wasn't waiting for it to do it, but it kind of just happened. And that's the thing to look out for, those miracles that kind of just happen when we least expect them. So how is this going to help you, dear listener, when you're in a situation where you kind of need to surrender? So surrender is not about giving up, but rather choosing the battles that we kind of need to pursue, both internally and externally, but also about developing a capacity to have so much faith, so much trust, that instead of fighting life, life becomes this magical journey. And not every journey is safe, so you may take a turn and it might not necessarily be the way you wanted it to go, and you may take another turn, everything may seem so wonderful and perfect, but both extremes isn't how life is all the time. We have highs and lows, wins and losses, we have times when things just flow away and times where it can feel like you're trying to sail a boat through over-thickened porridge. So I want to give you some tips to kind of add to this picture that I'm painting. How can one develop a capacity to surrender? It's kind of seeing it as a bigger picture and seeing the body and soul on all the many different levels. So there's kind of like a physical body that's here right now, and then in the mind there's all the mental energy as well, and that exists as well in this plane. And that mental energy can evoke emotions and feelings. And those feelings and emotions, depending on whether or not we have decided they're good or bad, can either have an uplifting effect on us or can have a detrimental effect on our being. And kind of can have a sense of either making us feel ill physically or mentally. And then there's our connection with the divine. Now, I know what people believe in is a very personal thing, but I'll use a broader thing, a higher force, a purpose, a sense of being, a higher self, the best, most kind of, and I use this word in a way that's not meant to invoke fear of religion, it's meant in a non-religious way, equally respectfully to religion, is a godly way. I don't know if any of you read On the Road. One of the main characters is described by his friend as being something godly about how honest he is, how authentic he was. And like in the 40s and 50s, it's very hard in the kind of trappings of society to kind of be yourself. But that this character who is described by his friend as being godly, and purely because even though he isn't the best in the way that he treats people, I think the character, if I remember, was called Dean, and then the one that was narrating the novel was called Sal. The point is, this person was seen as godly by his friend because he was able to be completely and utterly his authentic self on so many levels. It takes a lot of bravery, and you have the ability to complete surrender into having the trust of your own divinity within. Now, that's not to say we don't treat people with kindness and respect, and I think fairness is one of my key values, and I think treating everyone with fairness and care. Even if they don't agree with what we say, or we agree with what they say, you know, that's kind of can be a very fixed thing to think that we all have to agree and all have the same opinions, or if we don't, there's something wrong with us. But again, that's kind of not surrendering into the perfection of life in many ways, is to kind of get angry because someone doesn't have the same opinion with us. Of course, again, I take this with my keyword of fairness. You still want to treat that everyone with fairness and kindness, but equally you also should allow yourself to be who you are and allow them to be who they are and surrender into the moment. So I feel that the biggest takeaway that one can have on surrender, even though life may not be going the way we want, is to completely and utterly be present in the moment, completely and utterly see every last fine detail of that moment in its perfection, imperfection, whatever that may be. Surrender to that. Plant a new seed of where you would like your direction to go. But once you've put that seed, that thought, and you put it in the ground, by all means you need to kind of nurture it. You can't just have an idea and then just sit at home not doing any work on it. But once you start to plant that seed, you just give it the right amount of sun, so the right amount of thought, the right amount of care, right amount of water, etc. But then you surrender, because it's like you can't force a plant to grow, obviously greenhouses, etc. But I mean, the seed, the germination of the seed as it comes up through the soil. Now, you know, forcing that or being fixed with that is not going to make it grow any quicker. Nurture and care and kind of surrender and allow that to be. So here's something practical that I would like to add to what I'm talking about today. So if you can, don't worry if you haven't got it now, but grab a piece of paper. Write on top of it, when was the last time I surrendered and things worked out for me? I'll repeat that. When was the last time I surrendered and things worked out for me? And you'll pick up the pen, whether or not you're doing it now or in the future, and you just write down the first thing that comes into your head. It could be something minor, something massive, and then just see where that was. And think of a difficult situation and think, how was this difficult situation made any easier by me being stubbornly fixed without compromise on the outcome? How or when was this situation made any easier by me being stubbornly fixed on the outcome? So for the second one, it's going to be quite hard to get an answer to that, because even if you do come up with an answer, I think deep down you kind of realise it was a difficult situation. And of course you need a bit of drive and stubbornness sometimes to get us through these situations, but kind of to the point where you've kind of lost the ability to surrender and trust life, it's just not going to get you there any there faster. And then going back to the first one I asked you to write about, how surrender kind of helped you through a situation. Now, I really feel that, now think of a situation, and even if you can't think about one now, just kind of meditate on it, and I'd be very surprised, or rather I think you would be surprised if you couldn't come up with something where, I don't know, just maybe, you know, like maybe there's, you wanted something and then you've kept thinking about it and then you forgot about it and you kind of surrendered, it came to you, or some kind of opportunity came out of the blue and you kind of surrendered to that situation and that you're not too hot where you are. Let's finish this with a quick meditation on the art of surrender. As promised, here is your meditation inspired by today's show. Top tips for the meditation is either sit nice and cross-legged on the floor with a nice straight back. Always nice to sit on a block or a cushion. Or if that's not available for you, you sit in a chair with the back nice and straight. The important thing is you're not slouching. And if you're doing something that requires your concentration, all you need to do is just pause this and you can reconvene the meditation at a time that is good for you. If you're doing the meditation, let's begin. Surrender. Render life into endless possibilities. Surrender. Let it go. Stop fighting against the flow. By all means, have a bit of gumption and fight and go for what you want for in life. But surrender is having trust, and trust comes from stillness. Stillness comes from sitting, and sitting is amplified by our ability to sit free and meditate. Just watch the breath, feel the warmth of the summer heat. External noises do not rock you from your meditation. Instead, they are like little gifts, allowing you to surrender even more, let go even more. Surrender and trust. Don't always be running behind late bus. Instead, can you be, or allow yourself to be free as you move and you find your own groove in life? Don't forget to smell the roses. Don't forget to live your life. Surrender, surrender, and trust in life. Learn to be your most beautiful, brightest, fantastic self. And don't let anyone tell you what you should and shouldn't believe. Trust in your higher self. Surrender and allow your truth. Sending you lots of abundant wishes of joy and happiness as you come slowly back into the room, back into the moment, and back into your day. So thank you so much, dear listeners, for taking the time to listen and support our show today. And if you want any more information on what we have to offer, check out shamanichealings.earth for more information.